So now we're the fourth finger. If you got a fourth finger on the left hand, I don't know about you. I happen to, it's the only hand I ever have a ring on, and it happens to be, so one thing about this finger is it represents value. It represents abundance. And so this finger is going to be empower. This is the empower flow. Okay? It's a little different than the other flows in the sense of this is where this empowerment is speaking to what we are going to contribute into this flow, what we can bring to the table, what our gifts and abilities and things. So in the ring finger, it's a ring. The ring finger is empowerment. It indicates value, power, abundance. One thing is you happen to your state of flow. You happen to your state of flow. Your state of flow, the state of flow is happening, but the state of flow doesn't happen to you. It's not an outside in thing. This is an inside out thing.
I feel like it's one of those statements that's so true that if you don't get this, most of the rest of this won't really stick for you.
I agree.
It's a major paradigm shift.
So what I would say that helps me with that is create and react at the same two numbers, same letters.
No.
Create and react.
Flow.
Yes.
I'm not reacting to, it's not happening to me. It's coming from me.
Other than the sense of others are creating flow as well.
Yes. It's flowing.
But react isn't a good word to that.
How you respond to that is
a creative. Yeah, that's accurate. That's a good point.
The contract is put on us. The covenant comes from within us. So I'm trying to relate this to the paradigm that we've been,
and say it really slowly and emphasize it.
A contract. Happens to us.
You said put on us.
Is put on us. Where the here, sign this stuff and it'll tell you the laws that you're under. It'll tell you the rules you have to follow. It'll tell you the punishments to which you've assented to. Okay? This is what you signed up for. Okay? It's put on you. Thank you for that. A covenant comes from within. A covenant is empowered by love. Compelled by love. It's an inside out thing. And this whole freedom flow stuff, I mean, I got flows of this stuff. It's shifting that paradigm of the world life happening to me as in conjunction with this internal thing. Because it's not contract is over here and covenant's over here. No, it's an overlay. The covenant overlays everything is within.
Maybe it's not life happening to me, but opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we have faith to see it that way.
So that's why Jesus would come and say, the kingdom of heaven is within you. The kingdom of heaven is here.
So some would say exactly what you just said, Mike. And I'm trying to use this, but it's still new and it doesn't gel. It's not my go-to yet. So whatever problem you see, the same energy is the solution.
Mm.
So when you see the problem, it's the invitation for you now to be the solution.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's what do I do with it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just seeing how many times I get stuck in problem.
What do I do to it, or what does it do to me?
Because I think it's happening to me, as opposed to, oh, this is through me, which means that there are, I can change the love through me, if it's coming from within, the source is from within. I can start being more intentional in how it flows. So if I see an obstacle to that, I also can make it more of a conduit.
I grew up almost feeling like the world was stacked against me, or even that the world was against me.
Yeah.
And I think that was from very faulty religion and faulty understanding of things. And I think as you go through life, you realize that it's, yeah, there's bad people or there's bad stuff, but the world's not necessarily against me. There's no truth to that.
While your observation and the energy is the same, but you're not going to progress to the extent that you could if you treat that energy in the same box
mm-hmm.
as you always have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a saying out there, and it's not coming to me. You know, the definition of, I don't know what. Definition of stupidity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
That's exactly
okay.
It, yeah.
The energy is the same, but when we quote look at it in the same way, at best we're probably going to make incremental improvements or adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to blow the top off the box, we got to blow the top off the box. Like, yes, the energy of it is the same, but there's, you got to, you know, shake things up. You got to, yeah.
You said the word empower, and empower doesn't empower mean you're giving something the potential to be power. So, like, if I'm empowering you, I'm making you powerful. If I'm saying I'm empowered, I feel powerful. So, what is powerful? I can choose what to do with that power. But I have power. That's the part that I'm so, like, I get in a contract,
mm-hmm.
and I shut down and feel like I have no power. I get around a policeman, I get around a bank officer, I get around official people, and suddenly I'm like, if I do it wrong.
Well, society teaches that.
That's fear.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can start within myself saying, I'm not removed right now from love.
Mm-hmm.
Even as I'm seeing this come up, I can let that fear be swallowed by love if I face it,
mm-hmm.
instead of cave to it and be dictated by it. That's empowering
mm-hmm.
myself to, like, say, I've been given the authority. I've been given
mm-hmm.
the power, even in this situation. Sometimes I have to do that. I'm really having to do it in situations where I don't feel powerful. To just leave that little bit of, where's one way I can feel that I have a little choice here. That's empowering.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's just my mindset. You know, like, my power here is to show up. My power here is not to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
My power is to be present here, even when I don't feel like I have anything. You know, like, so I told him last night I was not coming tonight. So, like, so this is part of me saying, just stretch goal, just stretch, just a little stretch here of like, I don't have anything to contribute on this. In fact, I'm feeling a lot of deficits because I'm actually practicing this stuff. So what's that mean?
Mm.
All my blocks are coming up and I'm seeing them.
Yeah.
My fears are like,
yeah.
And I'm like, so what's the most powerful thing I can do? Face the fear.
Mm.
I'm not going to deny it. Like, so I showed up. So I slept half the way here so he didn't have to listen to me.
That's love right there.
That's love right there. Yeah.
I love that you mentioned you're reminding yourself to stay, to realize or that you're connected to love. And I'm like, yeah, there's no sense of right power except that you feel beloved or some sense of connection to love in whatever moment, no matter whatever other feelings might be.
So for me, in relationship here to money, I'm not used to myself thinking of a manifestor of money. So to even allow a thought of why am I excluding myself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the good question.
Power can flow through me as money.
Mm-hmm.
That's really a stretch for me, but I'm allowing that thought. That's a little bit of empowerment
mm-hmm.
in a new way for me.
So we empower, guide, and direct through stewarding. One of the things that makes this quote work, or makes it easier in a sense, is if we recognize, and not everybody's going to have this perspective, and it's okay if you don't, my perspective would be that I don't own it, I simply quote steward it, I quote manage it for the time that I quote. And I want to be careful how I say this. If I say have it, it sounds like I'm somehow holding it. This is freedom flow. This is a flow, okay? Things are flowing constantly. But my choice is to say I don't own it while it's, quote, flowing through me. I'm stewarding it. I'm directing it. I'm also empowering it. Okay? So, for instance, I always considered that one of my purposes, and we'll get to some of that later, but one of my purposes was to be a generous giver of finances. And one of the reasons for that is I said I've had my history has been that I've always had a relatively stable, relatively well-paying profession, okay? I didn't, I won't say it had nothing to do with me taking up the trade that I did. Probably it was in there somewhere, because I was pretty much a money-hungry jerk when I was a kid. But it just has kind of worked out that way. And I'm like, I can acquire, again, not to hold, but I can acquire finances easier than a lot of people. So I'm like, why wouldn't I empower the flow with finances when there are other people for whom acquiring those same finances would be very, very difficult? Like, it's not hard for me to do. Why wouldn't I do that? On the other hand, I couldn't fix my car to save my life, so why not have someone else who is gifted at that, who knows how to do that, who can do that simply, easily? Why not have them do that? So part of this empowerment is looking and saying, what are things that I can contribute that are of less value to me and less cost to me than someone else would encounter. So if I give somebody, and this might, and when I say give, this might be payment. We'll get there. We're getting to spend in a minute here. Okay? So it's not necessarily that it's a giving in the sense of, oh, I'm just, quote, giving this as a, quote, free gift. Why wouldn't I pay someone to do something that is easy for them to do, hard for me to do, with money that is relatively easy for me to acquire and maybe harder for them to acquire? That's, to me, that is each of us empowering the flow with those things that we are, quote, gifted at, if you want to use common vernacular. So, sharing my gifts. So, I teach classes. I love to do it. People have told me, and I think I'm pretty good at it. Okay? And I enjoy it. So why wouldn't I leverage that? Why wouldn't I empower that into the flow? Value added. So what we're doing with this empowerment is we're value adding. Okay? So we're empowering, guiding, and directing through stewarding of the flow, using the lens, and this is big too, of our passions, our purpose, and our process. We're not going to do this the way somebody else does it. We are unique individuals. You don't have to do your states of flow the way everybody else does. So your passions, purpose, and process, how many of you know that it seems to go better when you're like excited about something, when you're passionate about something, when you're, I mean, I'm sorry, you're going out into the woods at I don't know what time in the morning, and I don't know what kind of weather conditions, and I don't know whatever, and I'm like, you must, from my perspective, if that was me, I would have to be smoking something. Like, there would have to be, like, because there's just no way that I feel like I would find, and maybe I'd be wrong, but there's no way I feel like I would find any passion for that or any enjoyment of that or any...
I love the challenge and I love the woods and it kind of goes together.
So see, there you go. There you go. So.
Well, for me, now, this might be wrong too. I'm very passionate. So I have to figure out, for this to work for me, I have to figure out how each of these relates to something, passion in me.
Yes.
Because otherwise that's not going to be sustainable.
Right.
Because passion is what sustains me when it's raining, mm-hmm. when it's cold, when it's dark, when I don't see these things. Mm-hmm. Passion is my belief in something greater that I haven't experienced yet. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I just gotta hang in there, which is why I'm here tonight. But like, yeah. But you said passion, purpose, and
process.
Thank you.
How do you go about it? Not everybody's gonna, again, this stuff, this freedom flow stuff is not, I don't call them systems. I call it a model because it's so flexible, because there's so many variations, there's so many uniquenesses that this allows, which is one of the positives, to me, one of the positives of covenant versus contract. Because covenant is so relational, it has those opportunities for flexibility, quote, built in. This empowerment we would typically refer to as investing. So this is saving, quote, and we're investing.
I understand that. Dad taught me that.
What's that?
In the using the word investing in the terms of
investing into people.
Yes.
Other people. Like, it's not just investing into the stock market. I had a line item in my budget for investing. I called it investing, but it was for like giving to other people. So
I
understand that.
Yeah.
My good parents.
Yeah, yeah. So we invest from, and by the way, you could teach the course too if you want to go over here because you got my next 3 points.
Whoa.
You already said them.
Whoa.
So there it is. So we invest from abundance, a mindset, a perspective, even quote, when it seems like we don't have much to invest. We give and we receive, we save, we do these flows even though when it doesn't feel like there's much flow.
Mm.
Okay? We give out of that, so we invest for or on behalf of yourself and others. Okay, that's one level. So we invest for or on behalf, as I put in parentheses, invest on behalf of yourself and others. So I am saving. I'm saving some money for a new place to stay. I need a down payment for I need 2 months' rent so I can move out of mom and dad's house. That was a few years ago. Yes, and so I'm investing for myself, okay? But I may also be like this my insure wants is investing for on behalf of others, okay? And we're gonna talk about, we talked about co before and we're gonna talk about more, but I'm gonna skip that right now. We're gonna invest on behalf of yourself and others, then we're going to also invest in yourself and others, okay? This is more relational. The difference is that I can invest on your behalf or for you, but I don't really have to know you. I don't really have to know what I'm quote doing. But if I invest in myself, that might be self-care, that might be taking a course and learning new skills, that might be just something that I'm really passionate about, and so I love the kayak, and so I invest in a kayak. Okay?
Kayakers understand flow.
Kayakers get it, right?
Yeah, they understand flow.
So in this case, and you invest in yourself, but you also invest in others. So I have a young man who is, I've been in various ways, shapes, or forms. He's an entrepreneur, and I've invested in his business ideas. I've invested in him as a person. I've had trust, I've had faith, and I've invested, I've provided resources that he didn't have to go with the resources he did have, and that was an investment. It was my investment, yes, in myself, yes, to benefit me, but also investing in quote him. Okay? Right now, I'm investing in someone who's helping me with my tech because I'm not good at tech. And this person is using me to build her portfolio. She's like, well, I want it understood that now or later, I can refer people to this work that I'm doing for you. And I'm like, that's great. Okay. So invest on behalf of yourself and others, invest in yourself and others, and then invest through yourself and others. Can I invite and support someone in growth? So, you guys are doing this. You are investing through yourself. And you're investing in me right now. Because you are supporting and you are allowing me to practice on you. You're allowing me to test this process, this material, the way I present it. So you are investing through me. You're allowing me to build my experience and confidence. You're allowing me to build the quality of the presentation for others, hopefully, for others who are going to be a part of this in the future.
That gives a lot of power to yourself, because it's not a money thing. It's just me as a person. I am investing by just
by being
here listening.
Yes, you absolutely are.
Yeah.
You absolutely are. And one of the things I wanted to say at the beginning, and I missed it, was when we talk about practicing living your finances through a love and an environment of love. Finances is not just money. Finances is not even just tangible things. Finances, quote, we're going to expand. We use the word, and we're talking about, quote, states of flow. We're talking about physical things. But this stuff also, so your the margin we were talking about, this my insure once is also help. Can you get me to the emergency room? Margin to do that. Doesn't have anything to do with money, but can I? Do I have relationships and do I have margin that allows me to make that investment? Have I saved in such a way that I have the, quote, room to do that? Gifts, ability, it's not all physical, and it's certainly not all financial.
The sermon this week was that the greatest thing we can give is our presence in time.
Yeah.
But that is way beyond any financial thing.
That's absolutely right. And there are, we can do, yeah, it doesn't take money to be abundant.
Well, money can be cold.
We call it cold, hard cash, don't we? Mm-hmm. What does that say about the relationship? You know, how relational is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah. So, thank you for bringing that up, because it's absolutely, I want this to be through that lens of, we're not just talking about physical stuff here. That's not what this is.
So, and I wanted to go back to something you said about covenant is relational. But I'm thinking about when I say relation, yeah, I start putting specific grids on it, as opposed to I need to expand that and, like, say it's connection. So my relationship might be 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So it could be I'm giving somebody on the street something, or they're giving something to me. It could be a product exchange, it could be, but I'm always thinking about it in terms of connection, as opposed, mm-hmm. I like that principle for me better than relationship, because when I start saying relationship, then I start getting, what kind of relationship?
Bad. There's bad
this?
Conversations wow. in that word.
And I'm defining. No,
that's
I'm,
the definition of relationship.
Well, yeah, I get into defining.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to,
connecting.
No, my goal is always to be open.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And it can be different degrees of openness, but I'm always going to be flowing. Because
mm-hmm.
that's assuming that I'm always flowing, as opposed to, well, I'm going to withhold this. Well, yes. And no, you're still flowing. So, like, we're still connected. This
mm-hmm.
is the big thing, and for me, that's part of what I'm realizing sitting here even tonight, like, that, like, I told him about something that happened to me today that made me aware when I saw it in different light, sharing with some other people about the same thing, and it was about compassion. And I realized that I was stuck here because I had never allowed myself to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And in this course, I'm just becoming aware that, like, it was always there. The provision was always there. The source was always within me. But I had so many things here that I closed down awareness
mm-hmm.
of it because I didn't want responsibility for money, because I thought it was cold and hard,
mm-hmm.
because I preferred, like, and I valued something else, so I wanted to make a statement, but I also cut off so that I never got practice saying, that might not be my predominant flow,
mm-hmm.
but it still flows through me, and I don't want it, I don't want to resist the flow there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know I was saying no there.
Yeah.
But I had such judgment about that, that's why I could never experience this flow of it in the form of money, because I had all these judgments of, no, I can't do this if blah, 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 blah. And so it's still flowing through me. I just never could see it that way. I wasn't open. I wasn't open there. But I was still flowing. It was just, it's all the consciousness and awareness of,
mm-hmm.
like, the source was there. I had all these, I had the opportunity to do all these. But for me, all I'm seeing right now is, like, oh, man, I have not participated in this a whole lot in money terms.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start saying, well, let's look at it from time. Let's look at it from whatever. Now, that's also energy.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Also flow.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And it's also,
why would you
and,
say I
can't
do this?
And I'm expanding it and saying it's part of what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, and you talk about relationship, and the first thing that comes to mind for some people is, well, I only have limited bandwidth for relationship. Like, I can't do too much relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We're expanding the quote term relationship. So do you have to know the dairy manager at your grocery store in order to have a relationship where you provide finances to them as they provide food and things to you? When I write out my cable bill, do I have to know who's working at the cable company? Or can I be relational in that with recognizing that they're not just some big, nameless, faceless corporate entity? No, when you say there are people, I don't have to know level of relationship of writing out a check for my monthly. I don't have to know anybody there.
But you can still
but
feel
but I can still treat it relationally rather than transactionally.
Like that, and it feels good because it's. There's some gratefulness and there's recognition.
And some of this doesn't seem like such a waste. Because there's actually people benefiting from this.
It's not just a financial system. This is a relational system that I'm part of. But I got to disagree with you on something.
What's that? Yeah, sure.
You're not expanding any of this to us, definition-wise or anything like that. You're just revealing how expansive it already is.
Oh my goodness, yes. Oh my goodness, yes.
I know, you know that, and that's where you've been.
Can't even begin to get my arms around this stuff. It's just crazy. I mean, yeah. So yes, but thank you.
Thank
you're
for
absolutely,
revealing.
You're absolutely right. No, that's quite all right. It's quite all right. All right, so empowerment, which we might use the quote terms investment, and then the little finger. The pinky, littler than all the rest, the weakest.
Can I throw up one more little comment?
Sure.
I feel like just the fact of the ring finger and the unity and all that there's, I want to hear all that you might have to offer us thought-wise on just from that inspiration, from the marriage union example inspiration that could expand across all of the.
Well, let me just give you
the right off the top
just right now, the biggest thing that this empowerment is we really don't key into this until we take it to the beyond. Until we recognize that this relationship is beyond a physicality, is beyond, and the empowerment is coming through the ultimate empowerer, through the ultimate source. So this doesn't become its ultimate in potential until we start keying into and at least having increased awareness, even though we'll never get to the full awareness of that beyond, of that. Yeah, so that is, I mean, because what to me this represents is this represents covenant. This, because I happen to be wearing a ring of marriage, so when I see that empowerment, yes, but I automatically, for me personally, I automatically go to that covenantal source of that just is the ultimate of empowerment. So I can't get away from that. Yeah. Like that is just my, there's probably more, but that's just the thing that
I actually wasn't even catching that. That's like so loaded. That is so good. Oh my gosh. That's,
yeah.
No beginning, no end.
Right.
Yeah.
Limitless. Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Limitless, endless. Forever.
Yeah,
uncreated.
Right.
Can I do a whole nother thing? It's called a sermon. No, I'm just
kidding.
Yeah. That's really good. So the pinky.
The pinky.
Okay. Weak, we think of as. Okay. And this is actually going to be our category for spend.
Like this.
This is what everybody talks all about. This is what everybody focuses on. This is what everybody puts all of their, and yet, it's something that I'll speak for myself. It's something that we flow the most in a sense. It seems to take up a lot of our, quote, at least physical resources. But often we think or consider or evaluate, and we're going to change your thought on that, on what that word means, evaluate the least. How, and this is what, you know, your finance guys will, your personal finance guys will say, track your spending, you know, see where all your money is going. And there is a lot of truth to that, in that we do that. A lot of our spending is automatic, or it's forced. We, quote, don't have any choice because, well, I got my car payment, and I got my rent, and I got my, you know, every other kind of payment. I got all my finances committed to a point that I don't really, quote, get to make a whole lot of, quote, choices. I don't have a whole lot of options. Remember the unencumbered gift, the strings-free gift? Is the one that has all the power, that has all the potential, that has all the choices. Same thing's true here. The spending flow, you have all kinds of choices when it's unencumbered. The less encumbered it is. And so that's something that over time. But I want to just key in just a little bit on a couple of things about this flow to consider. Do we consider the wisdom of this flow? And wisdom, not necessarily whether it, quote, makes sense, which is what we traditionally think, well, are you being smart about how you're spending your money? I'm not necessarily talking about just does it make sense. One of the things that comes to me is, does it fit? And when I say does it fit, I mean I'm talking about that passion, that purpose, that process. Does my spending fit me? Does it align with those things? Is it quote moving? Am I directing it in a way that aligns, that matches And that doesn't always mean it's going to be rational or make sense. That's not my point. But, I mean, could use an example, but somebody might see this video that might be affected by it, and I don't want to use the example and then have them go, oh, that's what that, that's what they're really thinking. So wisdom of flow, the quality of the flow. When we spend, does the quality of the flow, again, align, does it match? Anybody ever shop at the dollar store? To buy the thing that you know is going to break pretty quickly, but I only need to use it once, so I'm going to spend a dollar on it rather than going to the good store and getting something good for $9.99 when I all know I'm only going to use it once. Okay, so it's not always saying it has to be the highest quality, but on the other hand, again, back to the does it fit? Am I matching, quote, the quality of flow? The purpose.
So I can use an example that it's not about money.
Good.
So, but it's time. So I'm a slow reader compared to some. And so reading feels like a luxury to me. That's what I grew up with. Mm-hmm. So if it was a sign, then I could justify it. You know, so that was what I read and whatever. But now, like, I was looking and I'm like, man, I like, as soon as I start reading, I go to sleep. Because I've saved it because I have to get all this other stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to start looking at these things and whatever, but I was looking in time and like saying, could I reallocate? Because when I read it, I actually feel like I'm eating a dessert.
Mm-hmm.
When I get to choose what I'm reading and I get to do it slowly and luxuriously,
mm-hmm.
and just to tweak just a little bit of like, well, instead of watching this on television, maybe I'm going to give myself a half hour of this.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to actually think about it because it was, because I had a lot of judgments because I was a slow reader.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was subconsciously, or I was using up a lot of my reading time on my phone.
Yeah.
And I prefer to actually read books,
mm-hmm.
but I'll go down all kinds of rabbit holes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that they're wasted, but I'm like, where did that time go? Oh, because I went to here.
Permissible to beneficial.
So I see that application with my time here about does it fit with my passion, my purpose, my process, and the use of my time. And I get it, how it applies with the money.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
We just want
to really well done.
So, the spend, we're going to bring it back just like we did empower, just like we did the save, and even the give and receive. Are we together aware in our spending? Are we, how can I spend in ways that empower and invest? And virtually, and sometimes it's simply recognizing that they do empower and invest makes me feel a lot more involved and a lot more, a lot better about that money that I had to spend on my car. $785 today. And, oh, but somebody, but how did I empower and invest in relationally, and again, it doesn't have to be somebody I know. How can I maximize collective blessing through my spending? How can I benefit? And can I build relationship? And again, I don't want to get into too much, quote, bandwidth, but let me give you an example. So, needed a new roof. Okay.
Ouch.
Yes. Ouch. And so, I'm not even sure. I don't even remember where I came across this guy. But he was a young man in his 30s. Happened to be an Amishman. and he was, and actually it was a house down in Lancaster, just, yeah. So anyway, that was a house I needed a roof on. And he was, he'd been in business for a while. He had a crew that he was training. So he was basically taking young guys, and I found this out, quote, in the process. And they were working for someone else as a subcontractor. But they were trying to get some of their own jobs as well. This was the first time, he had a crew of three, this was the first time that the other two guys had put a roof on a house. He had put a roof on a house before, okay, but it was the first time his business with his crew that he was the responsible one for did a roof. So I built relationship with this guy because I realized that when I was there, I sat down and had lunch with him. I just felt like I'm supposed to go out. I was there and I was like, I was like, do you mind? No, sit down. And I found out a whole story and all there was some challenges there. And this guy was mentoring these guys. He was training them. He was giving them, and he was getting benefit because, you know, he didn't have to pay like experienced labor, et cetera, okay? And then I did some things with him. So like he was like, I paid him, I went to his house, to his office, which was quite interesting. He was just getting started. And he was an Amish guy, so it was kind of, I made a payment, and you accept a personal? Oh, yeah. I said, well, you probably should at least get my phone number and my to put on this check, because, you know, I could just give you this check and it not have any money in the account or whatever. And so he goes, oh, well, thank you. He says, so could I have your phone number? I was like, yeah. So I went back to him, and actually he called me like 2 years later, and he says, hey, he said, I'm just curious, did you make a referral to so and so, such and such? Because and I was like, no, honestly, I didn't. And he's like, well, he says, I can't figure out how they got my name and whatever. And he said, but I just thought about you because I thought maybe you because he felt, yes, yeah. He felt, yeah, that investment. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I spent thousands of dollars. I don't know whether I don't think I spent, quote, too much, but I remember thinking, this is not cheap. I mean, I had some other estimates, but et cetera. I was like, but I felt like, again, just like you guys are doing with me in this course, you're leaving me, quote, practice. This is my first time through this. This was his first experience, and so yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was a place where I felt like I spent in ways that empowered and invested. There was a collective blessing, mm-hmm, on both sides, because I really got a lot out of the interaction, and built relationship, et cetera, so. It was just one that came to mind.
That's cool.
So again, this together aware thing is throughout this. That's the quote lens that we're trying to look through.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, in addition to covenant and contract, in addition to et cetera, et cetera. This was a marathon. I'm so sorry. It was not meant to be a marathon. I now realize, I've learned, that this is going to have to be a whole night just on this thing. Because it is significant. It is, yeah. And it's really, there's
a lot of paradigm absorption.
Yes,
right?
There's a lot. I mean, correct me. I mean, tell me if you feel differently. But I feel like this is now turning out to be, oh, this is a big honking deal. This is in this whole thing. So.
So it's one of your homeworks, because I was trying to get him to change it. Like, you can do this personally. You're allowed to change those letters.
Oh, absolutely.
To make it an acronym or something that will work for
yeah.
you that
yeah.
you'll remember so that
yes.
you can say,
but I'm
give, receive, as long as it's these ideas,
sure.
and it works
yeah, you
for
can call
you.
Them something different.
So I'm
that's
like,
fine.
You need to make it grows. Or you need
yeah,
to
so
make
we were
it
trying to figure out how do you make a GROWS or how do you make it, like, but I can't make the words.
So you, if you come up with something that works for you, let us know.
Yeah,
yes, please.
It might work for others, yeah.
Please, yeah. I'm hoping that you're, you know.
How about instead of grow gravy? That's just a good word.
See, then I gotta try to come up with things.
That's good.
Yeah. All right. To close up, hold out your left hand. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Give.
Repeat after me. Give.
Give.
Receive.
Give.
Save.
Save.
Empower.
Empower.
Spend.
Spend.
Again.
Give.
Give. Receive.
Receive.
Save,
empower,
spend. One more time. Give,
receive,
and save, empower, spend. Come on, give, receive, and save, empower, spend. Come on, we give, receive, and save, empower, spend. We got to give, receive, and save, empower, spend. You were so lucky I didn't make you get up and do a conga line around the class.
Next time.
Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it. Those of you who are online, this is there's a lot of meat here.
And I told my daughter I just came for the banana bread.
So there you go.
And
well,
I got all this meat.
Well, yeah, you know, maybe you didn't get enough chance at the banana bread yet, but we'll give you a break.
No,
but thank you so much for this. And those of you who are online, thank you for sharing with us as well. And we'll be back at it next time. Any closing statements for turn it off?
Last chance before.
Last chance before.
Light goes off.
All
right. Well, I was thinking the thought that everyone had equal access to Jesus because God said that he's not a respecter of persons, but only three saw him transfigured.
Wow.
You notice Judas wasn't there.
So this is my thought that goes with other things we've said before, and it's a big concept for me. How many fingers do you see here?
Zero.
Well. Zero. Open hands flow better than this.
Yeah.
Grasping.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then I see all my options.
Mm-hmm.
Like this? No. It's just
only
a defensive
option. Only, yeah.
I'm kind of really happy almost that three was like split for this tonight, because once we hit that principle, everything flipped. Because that's when you bring in like.
When you
just,
say three, what do you mean? You're talking about the
save?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because as soon as you started saying like. Saving for you, like other people too, I was just like, wow, like that is just so cool. And it just really transforms the entire paradigm of everything having to do with finances and money and like all of our thinking, all of my thinking about money in the outside world. So it's really exciting. I was like, wow, man.
I felt you kind of just really resonate with
that.
Yeah.
Personally, my observation is that's probably because your passion and purpose is about connection. So when you started like, oh man, I see how this works, because that's who you are. So I was like, oh,
yeah.
Wow, I hadn't even thought of this way. Yeah, maybe.
That's a good call out, Joy. Yeah.
No, thank you. That's really, super encouraging to me, too, because I'm just like, this, this is me. I'm not coming up with this stuff. Is anybody even gonna, like, I totally resonate, but it's like, is this just because I'm...
And so it's fun for you to see others go being
or some way, their own way. But
the world tries to shut us down or whatever. I guess you could say the evil one. But I mean, God really has created us to be people of passion, and it's like, well, doesn't it make sense to put value, which you could say finances or whatever, flow, to where our passions are? Like Joy said, if my passion's not there, I found that learning growing up. If I had no interest in something, good luck. I mean, it was not sticking in my noggin. I mean, good luck. But if I was passionate about something, I could learn just about anything.
Yep.
I mean, it would stick. Yep.
And so rather than trying to put it into the same, rather than trying to force it into the same mold and do it the same way, because there are people that love budgeting. There are people that love, like, they get high off of you know, those, and I'm, you know, I'm kind of one of those, in some senses, I'm kind of one of those people. But it also created in me this, it's a whole nother course, but this poverty mindset of, because I just had this, perspective, it's all on me, it's all about me, it's all, and it's limited resources, and I gotta, you know, I gotta, quote, get as much as I can to be as safe as I can, because I'm a scaredy cat, and I'm really scared of everything, and so I gotta, you know, I gotta build a really big wall, and so it's, and that's, you know, that's part of the reason that I believe that I was called into the whole scenario and experience was to break some of that, fear of, because it's like, well, I'm never going back to, you know,
it's powerful for the, sorry, I interrupted.
No,
it's hugely what?
It's huge. It's hugely transformational for me, just in so many ways. But
yeah, and then it's empowering for the rest of us for this strengthening to be flowing through your weakness.
Yes.
Or, you know, what you just described. You know,
absolutely.
So that's, you know how much I can relate to that.
yeah, it's
in this whole thing. Yeah.
Big deal.